Sir, I'm sorry. We're really backed up today. I'm just going to have to ask you to take a seat. I understand that you've been here for a few hours. A lot of people in the waiting room have. We are doing our best. Okay. What are you here for? Okay. A note for work. That seems pretty easy. What's the issue? Do you have your chart? Oh, here it is. Okay. Hold on. One sec. Okay, you know what? I have a few minutes right now. I will just take you into a room. We will get you the note that you need and get you on your way, okay? I think that's the easiest way to deal with this. It saves you having to sit in the waiting room and potentially picking something up. Why don't you go down the hall, room 5. It's the third room on the left. I'll be there in a moment. Okay, sir, can I just see your identification, please, just to match the chart? Thank you. All right, perfect. Here, I'll give this back to you. Okay, so you need a note to clear you to go back to work. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that? Just save me reading through the entire chart. Okay, an injury? What kind of injury? Sir, I understand embarrassing things happen, but I'm a doctor. We deal with this stuff every day, and if it's really that hard, I can just read it in your chart. So, do you want to tell me what's going on, or do you want me to read it? It's up to you. All right. What's it say here? Ah, got it. Okay, so you had an injury to your penis during sex. I understand the embarrassment now. Please don't be embarrassed. We see this all the time. Believe me, all the time. It's okay. Discretion. Yes, of course. Of course. Complete confidentiality. This is a medical clinic. All right. Okay. So for me to sign off, I just have to do a final checkup, make sure everything looks good, make sure there's no swelling, nothing looks strained with the wound, and make sure that you're okay before I can give you what you need. So, I'll just grab a glove. Why don't you drop your pants, put on a gown, and we'll get to it. Okay. So, how did this happen? Again, I can read the chart, but it might be a little easier if you just tell me. Ow. That's not good. A cat jumping you during a blowjob. Not the best thing to have happen. Well, the good news is she didn't bite down hard. Sorry. I'm gonna put my hand on you now, okay? So just brace yourself. Okay, so Everything looks good here. There's no swelling. There's not really even any scarring. Was there a big open wound to begin with? No? Just some bruising. Okay, good, good. Have you been able to have an erection? And there's the blush again. Sir, I'm sorry. I have to ask these questions. I have to make sure that your function is intact. If it's not, then we have a problem. So, have you been able to get and maintain an erection since this happened? Okay. Okay. You have. Good. Do you mind if I see that? I know. It's uncomfortable and embarrassing, but I have to make sure that everything is okay. And with this particular organ, I can't see that everything is functioning properly unless it's fully erect. So I'm just gonna stroke a little bit here, just to facilitate this process, okay? Tell me if it's uncomfortable or too much. Good. I see this all the time, believe me. I know that nothing is happening here. I'm gonna take off the gloves if that's okay. I'm clean. I see by your chart that you are, so if that's okay with you, I'd like to just move this along. I have a waiting room full of patients to see. Okay. I'm just gonna lift the penis here. And if you wanna help, I know it's a little awkward to touch yourself in front of somebody. I got it. It's okay. So, have you been able to masturbate since this happened? Okay. All right. Does it take you longer to get an erection than it did before? No? Okay, good, good. How's that? Is there any pain when I'm stroking as it's getting fully erect? Because it seems like you're almost there now. Any pain anywhere? Any discomfort? Other than the obvious. Good. Good. Have you been able to ejaculate since it happened? No. Okay. You've been afraid to. In case it hurt. That is understandable in trauma like this, where there was pain, and any injury to this area is excessively painful. So, not uncommon, to be honest. Now, unfortunately, I can't sign off until I know for sure that that particular function is in order. An ejaculatory disorder could be a result of that kind of bruising, that kind of tissue damage. So we need to know. As awkward and uncomfortable as this is that something you would be able to do here for us today? Yes, I'm asking you to ejaculate in the room here. For me. I can step outside, I can wait, whatever you'd like. Well, I can assist you with this process. I mean, we already had a bit of success with the erection, so the ejaculation shouldn't be too difficult. If you want to just sit back against the seat there. Good. I'm just going to grab some lubrication. Perfect. Okay. Now, just relax, take some deep breaths. I'm just gonna make sure that this particular function is in order, okay? A little bit chilly. It's not exactly warmed up. It hasn't been in my hand long enough to warm up. How's that? Is that okay? Not too tight? The pressure's good. Good. I know this is strange, being stroked with lubricant like this in a doctor's office, in a clinical setting. It's a little uncomfortable. And I'm stroking you like a doctor. Hold on. Would it be easier if I was a little less formal about it? All right. I can try. Deep breaths. Good. Just gonna work on the head here for a minute. Any pain? No? Feels good? Good. Good. You seem to be responding well. Good blood flow, nice color. You seem to be enjoying yourself. Does it feel good? Yeah. Feels good to have my hand stroking your cock in the doctor's office. Yeah. Good. So tell me about the blowjob that you were getting when this happened. Before the kitty decided to help. Were you all the way in her mouth? Just the tip? Were you almost ready to ejaculate? Were you just getting started? What was going on? Close your eyes. Think about it. Warm mouth wrapped around you, sucking you in, tongue playing over the bottom of you. On your frenulum, working around the bottom of the head. Oh, you're starting to go soft. What's happening? What's going on? Okay, fair, thinking about blowjobs when that's when this happened. Makes you think of the pain, got it. Well, that's a bit of a problem. Not gonna lie, it's concerning that the mental injury could be just as bad as the physical one. I can't see that thinking about blowjobs and going soft is a good thing for you. So, tell me about what you're thinking right now. What is making you upset? What's worrying you? You're worried about what you'll experience with a mouth on you again, that you'll panic. Understandable. Completely understandable. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get this guy cooperating again. I need a little more lubricant here. There we go. A little chilly, sorry. Okay. I'm gonna stroke a little harder, a little faster. So, the only way I can give you the note that you need is to make sure you're fully healed. If you're gonna go soft every time a blowjob is mentioned, you're not fully healed. So, we have two options. One, I can refer you to a good therapist. You can work through this a little bit and get released when that part is looked after. Or two, we can do some hands-on therapy right now. I can take care of this for you. Reassociate the memory in a positive way. Yes, I am stroking you quite fast. I am trying to make your penis feel very good. I'm trying to make you not think about the negative side and trying to make you remember that you want to ejaculate. So, which would you like? A referral to a psychologist, or would you like me to help you my way? all part of the service, I'm afraid. Plus, your penis is very nice. What can I say? As unprofessional as that may sound. I thought that might be the case. All right. How's that feel? Just the head. I'm just gonna slow down a bit. You're leaking. So there is pre-ejaculate coming out the end of you, which is a good sign. I like that. Okay, I'm gonna get down on my knees in front of you here and make you more comfortable. Are you okay? Good. Now, I want you to tell me if you're uncomfortable. I want you to tell me if anything hurts. I want you to tell me if you start to panic, okay? You are completely safe. There is nothing going to jump on me. I'm not going to bite down. Nothing's going to hurt you here, okay? Good. Let's do this. All right. All right. You ready? Okay. Here we go. You taste good. Just relax. Feel my mouth on you. Feel good? It may be unprofessional to say, but I really like sucking on these. Well, you seem to be able to stay hard down here. And you're still leaking. It's a good sign. Any panic? What are you thinking? Yes, you can tell me. I have your penis in my mouth. I'm pretty sure we're okay. You can hold my head, I guess. That's fine. Whatever makes the experience good for you. You're the patient, after all. I'm trying to make you feel better. You have to warn me, and maybe ask permission, before you do that. Thank you. She was deep-throating you when the cat jumped. Got it. But still, permission next time, please. I'm supposed to be working, and yet this is turning me on like crazy. Do you think we're going to be able to see that ejaculate anytime soon? Yes, that is a clinical term. Fine. Are you going to be able to come anytime soon? Is it taking longer than normal? Mm. You don't seem to have a problem staying hard now. That's good. Are you gonna come? I'll swallow it. Nice little bonus. Oh, what? You're worried about what? Okay, that's fair. That is a problem. If you're worried about what it'll feel like when you are trying to have penetrative sex with someone, that could be an issue. Absolutely. Well, you seem to be a little unsure of it, so why don't we test that one as well? The blowjob seemed to go well. Let me just get you harder again, because you went a little soft while talking about that. Hold on. There we go. Good. Good, good. Okay. So, why don't we test that theory? I mean, you've been in my mouth, you may as well be in my vagina too. So let me just get up. And I'll just slip off my pants. Okay. And what's the easiest way to... Okay, you're gonna bend me over the table. Good. That will work. Yeah, I'm wet. This is doing good things to me. How are you doing? Are you still hard back there? Okay. Line it up with the entrance of my vagina. Sorry, my pussy. Well, a condom's gonna kind of get in the way. I know you're clean, I'm clean, and I'm covered. So just do what you gotta do, okay? Just, the pussy is there, just use it. That's what it's there for, I guess. Line it up, go for it. Oh, just give me a sec to it. Okay, or not. Oh, you're going rough. Wow. How's that feel? Does that hurt? Is there pain anywhere? No? Okay, good. Yes. It feels good. Oh, it feels good to me too. Yes, grab my hips. Do whatever you would do during normal sex so that we can make sure that you're okay. Oh, fuck. Yes, blow me into the table. That's right. Yes. Oh, God, yes. I know this is supposed to be a professional thing, but fuck, I'm gonna come. Keep fucking me. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, give my pussy that. Oh, that hard fucking that it needs. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. This is supposed to be helping you, but it's helping me just as much. Fuck. Yes. I bet you didn't expect this when you cut me as your doctor. Fuck, yes. Oh, use my pussy, yes. Oh, use it to make your cock feel good. Yes, come on, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, I'm coming. Fuck, I can't be loud. There's patients out there. Shit. You need to come. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come on. Come now. Yes, 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 yes. How's that feel? Is there any pain? No? Good. Good. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Oh, you feel really good inside me. Wow. And it's not going soft 100% right away, so that's good for blood flow. Good, good. I can feel it. You had a lot of ejaculate, too. I can feel it running down my leg. All right. So I think you're back to normal. You don't seem to have any issues mentally with doing this. No more panic, right? Good. Maybe stay away from cats for a while. Just a thought. Okay, let me just grab your chart here, and I will fill out that note for you. There, okay. Ben. Okay. Okay. There you go. That is my phone number on the other form. I thought maybe since we had such a good time today, you might want to get together another time and maybe continue your therapy.